welcome to Tiny Urban Homesteading. I'm your host, Justine. I'm a blogger and YouTuber of Country Girl in a Small and City World. I'm excited that you're here with me on this crazy journey of urban homesteading. I hope you enjoy our episode today and find this information useful and you want to come back for more. So here we go. Episode number 2 in the Tiny Urban Homesteading. I'm so excited about our topic today of herbs because I feel like it is so important as urban homesteaders when we're starting our garden adventure and journey that we need to start out small. We don't want to overwhelm ourselves to begin with. And that's why I always suggest to people who are starting gardening for the very first time to grow herbs. Herbs are such a beneficial item to our daily life as urban homesteaders. Myself, I use herbs all the time for my meals, especially my spaghetti sauces, and it adds such a great dynamic to my menu item. It's also excellent for health reasons. There is so many benefits to herbs that can help you in your daily life if you do have some medical or health issues. Also, too, the great thing about herbs is they are so universal when it comes to cooking, when it comes to medical purposes, for essential oils, for infusing. There's so many benefits of using herbs. And I know myself, for the longest time, I was heading to the grocery store to buy fresh herbs in the produce department. And let me tell you, I was getting sick of paying over $4 for 5 leaves of basil, and half of those leaves were already dead. The flavor was terrible, and they weren't even worth the $4 that I spent for them. So I promised myself that after that, I was not going to buy any more fresh herbs at the grocery store. I was going to grow them right here in my urban apartment homestead. Now, if you have taken herbs into consideration as your starter plants, I want you to really sit down and think, which herbs are going to benefit you and your family? Which herbs do you use the most on a daily, weekly, or monthly basis? So you're going to have to check your pantry. You're going to have to check your refrigerator, check your tea cupboard, and even check your medical cabinet because you may use herbs in different forms in your medical cabinet as well. So with that being said, take a look, see what dried herbs you're buying frequently. See which fresh herbs you're buying frequently. Your teas as well. You can grow herbs to make awesome tea blends that will taste even better than what you're actually buying in the store. Once you decided on what herbs are going to benefit yourself and your family, then you need to take the next step into figure out where you're going to plant them and what you're going to plant them in. Now, depending on your situation as an urban homesteader, you maybe live in an apartment like myself, so I'm very limited to my backyard space. And I only have so much stuff I can work with because there's limitations living in an apartment. So if you have your own urban home that you own, you may have a little more flexibility than some other people do. Also, you need to figure out, is it going to be part of your landscape? Are you just going to plant it around your house? Are you going to have a specific planter for it? Are you going to put it in a specialty pot? Or are you going to use a recycled milk jug or a recycled item like egg crates to grow these herbs? Also, what herbs do you think are going to work best on different sides of your home? Because some herbs do better in direct sunlight. There's also some herbs that will do well in both sunlight or partial sunlight. Take, for instance, lemon balm. It is a great herb that can be grown either in direct sunlight or partial sunlight. So if you're a person who likes lemon balm, then it's a great herb if you have an area where you're kind of concerned about because it doesn't get enough of sunlight. So some herbs will thrive better in full sunlight and some will continue to grow even if it's only in partial sunlight. So you need to do your research on herbs. And that's something that I did from the get-go, was sit down and write the top 5 herbs that I wanted to grow. And I did my research on them. I wanted to see how they can grow, where they can grow, what I can grow them in, and how to have the most success growing them. Myself this year, I grew hydroponic basil. This was the first ever year I did hydroponics, and I will do a future podcast on hydroponics and what method I use and how it all turned out and the process that I take to have a successful basil plant. But that'll be in the future, not in this podcast. But I did grow hydroponic basil. It has done fantastic. I have harvested over 6 times and is still continuing to grow and thrive. So I knew when I decided to start growing herbs that basil was on my top of my list because I use it so frequently in sauces and different things like that. Now, after you've decided where you want it located, what you're going to put it in, and how you're going to grow it, then you need to really look at how are you going to preserve those herbs. Now, some of you may use your herbs right away, so there's no even need for preserving because you're using it directly from the plant. You're adding it into your dishes, you're adding it into your teas, or whatever you're doing with it. But if you're not going to, and you're going to grow a good bit of it, then obviously you're going to have to harvest it somehow. So when you're harvesting, you have to find what best method for preserving. So that could be drying, it could be freezing, it could be infusing. Now, when you're doing drying technique to preserve your herbs, you can do that in the oven. You at 185 degrees Fahrenheit, you can dry your herbs in your oven between 2 to 4 hours, depending on the high intensity of your oven. You can also use a dehydrator. A lot of urban homesteaders have dehydrators. That's something I think is a staple for a lot of different people. So you can dehydrate it overnight, or you can even preserve them by drying them in the direct sunlight. There's a lot of different methods. You need to do your research. That's what I always encourage people to do. Look into what method's best going to work for you and research it in the best way to do it. If you decide that you're going to freeze your herbs, then you can either freeze them in water. A lot of people will use ice cube trays. They'll put their herbs in there and then they'll put water in there and then they'll freeze them and they'll take them out of the cubes and then put them in a Ziploc bag or a reusable bag in the freezer and grab them as needed. Another way to preserve them, I've done this several times, is put them in the ice cube tray, but put olive oil over top of the herbs. That's also a great way to preserve your herbs. I've used that for sauces and all kind of different stuff, and I've had great success doing it that way. Now, if drying or freezing is not something you want to do, then you can always infuse your herbs as well. There's a lot of urban homesteaders who love infusing their herbs. You can put your herbs in a bottle, cover it with things like vinegar or even alcohol like vodka. You can infuse it that way as well, and you will have a great product that you can use for sauces and stir fries and for toppings. It will be fantastic. So drying, freezing, infusing are some of the top three ways to preserve. There's several other out there, but those are the three that I've used myself, and I have been most successful when it comes to preserving my herbs. Growing herbs, like I mentioned before, is such an easy task, and it will save you so much money as well if you're a person who is constantly buying herbs at the grocery store. It's also important to think ahead too when you're growing these herbs, depending upon your location in your yards or in your backyard. Is it going to be at risk of pests getting in the way or causing a hassle with these herbs? If you have deer, there is some herbs that deer do love, and there's also some herbs that deer do not like. So maybe you're trying to plant your herbs in different parts of your yard so that it will keep deer away, that there is different herbs out there that will keep specific pests away. So that'll help you in the long run. Not only will give you delicious herbs to eat or do whatever with them, but also it will help the pests from coming in your yard and causing more havoc to you and your family and your other garden items as well. I know for myself, herbs have been something I've loved growing because I can grow them outside in the summertime, and then in the wintertime, I can grow them inside hydroponically using a mason jar. The great thing about herbs is you can basically grow them in anything, like I mentioned earlier. That's the most wonderful thing about it. Also, it's pretty cool if you have kids to grow some herbs in the house and let them watch the process from the tiny little seeds that you grow up until harvesting it and using it in your favorite dish or your favorite tea. And it's just an amazing opportunity and education for your family as well. I absolutely love herbs, and I think that they are such a beneficial item that we can grow. And there's so many purposes. Like I said, you can use them for your food items. You can use them for medical reasons. Like, there's a list of specific herbs that have helped a lot of people. Myself, I'm obsessed with peppermint. I have a lot of digestive issues, and I use peppermint to help soothe my stomach. Peppermint tea is amazing. It helps me calm down. It tastes delicious. And if I get really bad headaches or migraines, I will drink peppermint tea, and it does help significantly decrease of the pain that I have in my headache. Also, another wonderful herb that helps people is lavender. Lavender is such a beautiful herb. It is such a beautiful piece to see in people's yards. Not only is it a wonderful herb to grow, but it's beautiful as well. So it's kind of a multi-purpose herb. That's why I always suggest people growing it, because it's beautiful to see in people's yards. And also, it's so beneficial. If you're a person who is always anxious and has a lot of stress in your life, and you're always trying to calm your body down, lavender is wonderful for that. It helps calm your body down. It helps relax your muscles. It helps with digestion. And again, it helps with your nerves. It's one of those herbs that is my go-to between peppermint and lavender. They are my two top favorite herbs because they're so beneficial to my everyday life. I don't know what I would do without them. Now, looking on the food aspect of herbs, for me, I'm a major foodie, and you will hear more about food, I'm sure, in future podcasts because I surround myself by food every single day. I actually work in the food industry, so that tells you why I love food so much. But anyways, I love trying different herbs in my dishes, and having the ability to grow my own fresh herbs means so much when it comes to cooking. I'm very passionate about cooking. It's something that I hold near and dear to my heart because my family, we have always cooked together. So it's something that is very special to me. But simple herbs like dill, adding dill to your sauces and pickling with dill. If you're going to grow cucumbers, then I highly suggest that you probably should grow fresh dill too, because putting those together and pickling them will be absolutely delicious. Also, rosemary. Rosemary is a wonderful herb for chicken, for fish. It is so universal and it tastes so delicious. So herbs are so universal. And I highly suggest that as a beginner urban homesteader, that you take into consideration herbs because it is an easy start for your garden. It's something that you can grow in the wintertime, in the summertime. You can start growing them outside in the summer, and then you can grow some inside in the wintertime and continue to have fresh herbs all day long. I hope you guys have enjoyed this episode today, number 2 on herbs, and I hope to see you on the next episode, and have a wonderful day, guys.